From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today in Guantanamo Bay, the man who confessed to masterminding the 9/11 attacks said he would welcome the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed made his first public appearance since he was captured 5 years ago. He told a U.S. military judge that he has been looking to become a martyr for some time and that he wants to represent himself at his trial. Mohammed is one of five suspected terrorists who were arraigned today. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the courtroom, and she joins us now from Guantanamo. Jackie, we haven't seen these men since they were captured. What did they look like?
Well, Robert, it was quite remarkable to finally get a look at these men who were accused or are accused of helping plan and implement the 9/11 attacks. Certainly the kingpin is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He appears much different than the photos taken of him when he was arrested in Pakistan in 2003. You know, then he looked burly and tired and disheveled. Now he has a long, bushy, gray beard and thick black goggle-type eyeglasses, which the prisoners wear here. But because of those and the white turban he was wearing, he really has an owlish appearance. He apparently didn't like the picture the court sketch artist did of him. And under trial rules, Mohammed has the right to approve any pictures done of him. And he sent one back to the sketch artist saying that his nose was too wide. And he told the artist to go back and find a picture of him from when he was arrested and redraw his nose.
Now, these five men are some of the highest-ranking al-Qaeda members in U.S. custody, and they're being charged with 2,973 counts of murder. That is one count for each victim of the 9/11 attacks. How would you describe the tone in the courtroom today?
Oh, it was very lively today. The prisoners were sitting at different tables with their lawyers, but that sure didn't stop them talking with each other. Before the hearings began, they were laughing and gesticulating, and then, you know, often conversed with each other throughout the hearings in Arabic. And it's surprising that the judge did not try to stop or at least curb the chatter. And there were times when one would offer advice to another, particularly when the judge questioned each one about their decision to represent themselves. So as I say, it was a very lively day in court.
Did all five of the men, by the way, say, as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did, that they want to represent themselves in court?
Yes, but it was not a clear-cut decision for any of the men. In fact, there was some very protracted discussions over the whole issue, with the judge trying to nail down whether, you know, a prisoner was competent to make that decision, or in some cases, whether they could have backup representation. So long and complicated discussions that just seemed to go around in circles. And the judge indicated that the prisoner's decisions could be revisited.
Jackie, one of the issues going into these arraignments is the question of whether evidence gained through torture can be introduced in court. Did that question come up today?
Well, actually, it was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed mentioned it, and it came up while he was actually chastising the judge for ordering defense attorneys to sit down or stop talking, which is, you know, within the judge's right. And Mohammed said the trial was an inquisition. And then he said, you torture us, and then you transfer us to inquisition land. Now, that statement about torture got through, but it comes down to classified information, if it does, or if the prisoners start talking about being tortured, the judge can implement a 20-second delay in a closed-circuit video feed, and that will prevent any information from being disclosed outside the courtroom in the future.
It's NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Robert.